Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff of Lifestream Services.
I'm Ken Adkins. I'm president and CEO of Lifestream Services.
I'm Donna Pennicuff, and I help with marketing and communications and a variety of things at Lifestream Services.
Lifestream Services is an area agency on aging. We are one of about 650 here in the United States. We touch every county in the entire nation. We are federally authorized and state designated to serve seven counties. Our mission is to improve the quality of life for people at risk of losing their independence. We tend to provide services to older adults, to all persons with physical disabilities, and their caregivers.
One thing that people don't understand, I think, about Lifestream is that it is a private nonprofit organization, very similar to the United Way or the Red Cross or some of those other organizations. People tend to think of Lifestream as a government agency, and that is absolutely not true.
And we provide services in terms of in-home services to help people stay where they choose to live instead of going into nursing homes, which is much more expensive. We have a variety of community services, outreach, and protective services for people. Nursing care, personal attendant care, homemaker services. We can do some home remodeling to help people if they've broken a hip and need assistance getting into their bathtub at home. We can build ramps. There's just a large number of things that we do to help people.
Lifestream is a lifeline, literally, for the clients that the agency serves. It helps them to remain in their home, to live with dignity in the place where they want to live.
If you have aging parents, for example, call now. Get your choices out there. We do have what we call options counselors that we can send out and meet with you and sit down and take a look at all the options that you have so you can slowly begin a process so no matter what may happen, you're prepared for it rather than having a disaster at the last minute. So many people wait until their mother or father's in the hospital and has been told they have to go home tomorrow morning, and then all of a sudden everybody panics. And we can arrange for a much easier transition if people would just think ahead.
Clients who are served by Lifestream Services do tend to be rather isolated and in their own homes. They want to remain there, but at the same time, that means they don't always have contact or aren't always remembered, such as at the holiday time. Lifestream does an Angel Wish program where we collect gifts and common everyday kinds of things and remember these folks at the holidays.
A lot of people think that we're only involved in Medicaid-type services, and all of our services are open to people of all income levels. If an 85-year-old widow needs assistance in their home with home health care or delivery of a hot meal to their home, we're there to serve them no matter what their income is.
You'll hear more about Lifestream Services all this month on Community Connection. For information about how you can connect with Lifestream Services, go online to www.lifestreaminc.org or call 800-589-1121. Lifestream Services is an underwriter of Indiana Public Radio. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.